Okay, today we're going to be learning a little bit more about Erev Chatzeres, been joining Erev Chatzeres, and there will be, very unexpectedly, we'll be learning a halacha, which is relating to Hilchas Yichud, no less. Hilchas Yichud. This is a fascinating ma'asham, who brings a mamash, an incredible proof for a very common shaila, from Sifei over here, which we are going to be learning tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. So Hilchas Yichud, it's a rather unexpected place to look for Hilchas Yichud, Shaila, but that's what we're going to be finding out tonight. So again, just to recap what we've discussed until now, the starting point is the halacha of Erev Chatzeros, that there is a Chachomim forbade carrying from a house to a Chotzer, vice versa. The way to allow that is by creating an Erev Chatzeros. By making an Erev Chatzeros, you can carry items from the house to the Chotzer and vice versa. We also learned, that, and that's what we discussed yesterday, that there is not only that, but it's also an additional Issa also to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. That would be forbidden unless you could make an Erev Chatzeres by taking this Erev Chatzeres loaf or challah and you bring that to the other chotzer, you'll thereby allow carrying from one chotzer to the next. And that's what is common practice. In order to allow carrying from one courtyard to the next, one chotzer to the next, you take the Erev Chatzeres food and you bring that to the next chotzer, and thereby you're allowed to carry both. Now, the only disclaimer about this, and point that we need to remember is what we learned yesterday, is that, yes, you can make an Eruv Chatzer. That's really important. That's what we're going to be focusing on tonight. It is true, you can make an Eruv, but from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Two courtyards, you can join them. You can do that. You could. You just take the loaf of bread and you carry it into the next Chatzer. It's okay. But this is only okay if there is a connection between both chatzeros. And connection can either be a door, or perhaps a window. And once you've got that Pesach, this entrance between both chatzeros, this door, this way of penetrating from one chotzer to the next. Once you've got that, then yes, you can make a chotzer between two chatzeros. So that will be very common. Perhaps it's not absolutely a perfect marshal, but yeah, maybe a little bit. We can compare it to two back gardens. If you've got back garden, in the neighboring back garden is a Jewish neighbor, and you want to allow carrying from one. So if the ball, you know, it's a very common child, if you've got kids, that the ball flies across. So, ever happened? Ball going, I'm saying it's common, it happens a lot. So, the shaila is, can you carry it? So, the common mistake is, what people will say, sure, what do you mean? It's closed, it's enclosed. My back garden is enclosed, and it's Rosh Yochid, and my neighbor's is also enclosed, and it's Rosh Yochid, and therefore you can carry it from the next. This is false, because you're allowed to. It's true from a Deraisa perspective, but not on a Dabona perspective, because there's halacha that you cannot carry from one chotzer to the next. Well, one chotzer to the next. Well, depending on where the bull was when Shabbos came in, but there is certainly a shaila that perhaps you cannot carry from one chotzer to the next. Now, if you want to make an Erev Chatzeres with your neighbor, you're allowed to. Sure, make an Erev Chatzeres with your neighbor. That's a good idea. It's a great idea. That's what many Yidden will do. They'll make an Erev Chatzeres from one to the next. But then you've got to remember that this only works if there is a door, an entrance or window perhaps between one Chatzer to the next. Without going into the details now, because of this particular case, which we'll be discussing in greater detail in Mitzvah and difference here, but just the concept, to get the concept clear, one Chatzer to the next, you need to have a Pesach between them. So now we're going to be discussing in Seifei a little bit about this entrance. We're going to define this door or this window between both chatzeres, and we'll see soon why it's so. Let's go through it. Sif Hei. So we're up to Simon Shin Ayin Beis Sif Hei, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top of page Resh Mem Chaloin, a window. A window. Shebein shtei batim. You've got a window between two houses. Okay, watch out. It's a window. Afilu lemala me'asoro. Even if it is higher than 10 tefachim. Here comes the really important point we must remember. We're talking about a window which is higher than 10 tefachim. Imrotzu me'arvin yachad. If they wish, they can make an eruv together. A window which is higher than 10 tefachim high, that is a good enough window that is considered a... What's the word? I'm looking for a good word. So we're talking about these two chatzeros, these two... We want to make an eruv between both chatzeros, and we want to know... And we said that needs to have a window or door between them. So how are we going to call that a... It's not... Is that entrance? I was wondering if the word entrance is accurate, because...
Window's not really an entrance.
Yeah. Opening. Probably opening is probably the best way to go about it. So you've got an opening, and we're learning that this opening, we're defining this opening now. Rabbi said this is really important. This opening, to allow coming from one chatzah to the next, is, you can do an eruv between them, if there is a, if it's even the window is fine. The window is fine, and do not say, if the window is higher than 10 tefachim, then it's invalid. It's invalid. No. Even if it is higher than 10 tefachim, it's okay. Why would you say that if it's higher than 10 tefachim is a problem? No, access. We can't see it. Yeah, it's like too high. A window up there, why is it going to help? But we're like, no. No, it's still good. Why would you say it's still good? Why would you say it's still good? Ten Fochim is not particularly high, but you've said, well, I know, but we're saying that even if it's higher than Fochim. So it doesn't make a difference how high it is. And not only that, if you've got two chatzeros, you've got a rubo, which is like the... Skylight, thank you very much. A skylight, and you've got like a ladder going up, and sky, and you've got also like the, like, you want to go to the skylight, you want to go up to the attic. So there's an opening, and that's also is obviously much higher than 10 tefachim. It's a small opening, but that's also two chatzeros potentially, and you can two batim two chatzeros, and you can carry from one to the next. Hafilu hu lemalo me'asorim, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, rotz ma'avinachet, you can make an eruv between them. Hafilu ein shom sulam la'alos, but even if there's no wind, even if there's no ladder there, you can still okay. Mikol makim, nevertheless, be'inyon sheyeh rochboy arba l'arba, it must be 4 and 4 tefachim big. The window must be 4 and 4 tefachim. V'masu srigol if nechaloin, but if you made a railing in front of the window, botle metores chaloin, it's not considered a window anymore. Rabbi, so here comes the chiddush. The Shaila asked in the poskim in Hilcha Zichud is the following question. We know there is a halacha and issa of Yichud, which is probably Medrabanon. I know this minority opinion, it's the Raisa. But yes, a man may not be in the same room with a lady, that's issa Yichud. Probably the Rabanon. Now, there is few ways that it is permitted. So there's one whole parsha about who is also, who is not also. That's one. I'm going to leave this out for now. Who is included in the Issa of Yichud? That's a good question. But then there's another old parsha of, is there any case that it's permitted to do Yichud? Now, what are the heterim? Man, woman in the same room. What would be one case? When is it mutter? Close relative. So that's about who. Let's leave this out. You're right. Close relative. But I'm not talking about whom. I'm talking about where. Open door. Very good. Open door. What did you say?
Public place.
That's right. If it's a public place, it's also no Issa. And Pesach Pesuach. Right. Pesach Pesuach. Very good. So there's a head of Pesach Pesuach, which literally means there's an opening. Now, watch out the word. Please note the word. There's a Pesach Pesuach. There's an open, it's an open door. So if the door is open, then it's not considered a Yichud. Why is it not Yichud if there's an open door? Yeah, people come in, people can see it, absolutely. Yeah, there's also that aloch of Baalah B'ishta, Ishta Meshamat, Baalah Ir. I'm going to leave this out for now. But yes, there is such a heter as well. Now, let's ask the following question. The Pesach Pesuach is, if the door is open, then there is no Issa. Okay, what about if there is a window? Door is closed. Door is locked, for that matter. But there's a window. Okay, you have Yichud, you're in the dining room, and the window is wide open, and the curtain's wide open, and is an Issa Yichud there not, is that or not? Yichud or no Yichud? If people can see in, you'd say that it's mutter. Yeah, that's what he's saying? Why is it mutter? Why is it okay? It's based on the hetor of Pesach Pesuach. It's a bit of a discussion in the poskim, but pashtus, yes, it's mutter. So you've got a window, open window, no curtains. It's mutter to be in the same room because of Pesach Pesuach. So proper man, proper lady, no heterim of relatives, etc. Yes, if the window is open, it's okay. As long as you can see in the window where they are. That means that a window won't help if there's an area that cannot be seen, obviously. It has to be visible. Yeah. Now, what happens if the window is high up? Locked doors, closed doors. A window is high up. You have to, it's quite high up. You cannot see it, but just walking past, you will not be able to see through the window. I'd like to know if there's an Issa Yichud in such a place. Again, Rabbi Sai, there is a window, and there's no curtains that are closing it, but it's high up. It's high up. It's quite up. A person who just walks past will not be able to see anything. Mutar also.
Like in a penthouse in the flat.
Also? With also? Also? Forbidden. Mutar, forbidden. Also. Yeah? I think that's Gideon. I'd also say also. Comes along. Agon. Shalomotche Shvadon, the Mahaligim Hashem, the Brezhanov. He was one of the greatest poskim in pre-war Europe. He was the Maasham. Reb Shalom Otche Shvadon, the famous Maggid, Reb Shalom Shvadon, was his grandson. And the Maasham was one of the greatest poskim in pre-war Europe. Even Chovetz Chaim felt that whatever the Maasham paskin, he's not going to be able to override the psalm of the Maasham. He was a great, great poskim. The Maasham was the Rav in Brezhan. It was called the Brezhan Rav. No, I'm not. Why are you asking? The Brezhanerov was a very, absolutely very great, very, 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 very unique personality and a very great poskim, chassidish inclined. And, he's the one that with the famous story about the ticks in the back of the, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch? I'll tell you the story shortly, okay? And I just want to get to, I'll quickly say the story. Okay, the story goes that when he was very old, he was nifta himself. Just before he was nifta, the Maasham was visited by some poskim and by some rabbonim, and they asked they want to ask him a certain question, hilchas, and a very complicated question. They discussed a certain shaila. Maasham was already very old and very frail. He was lying and sleeping most of the time, and they went to the room and they discussed a certain question that they on him, and they thought that he was just sleeping, he's not understanding what it is, and it was very hard for him to speak. And then, as they were discussing this, he opened up his eyes, and he said, it's a foolish, dark, emotional ches mezuzah. It's explicit dark emotion in the ches mezuzah. Now, they were discussing something which was completely different halachas, hilchas ola, and he said that this is discussed in the ches mezuzah. And they couldn't believe it. They looked up and they saw that he was right. This shayla they were discussing was discussing a completely different. In Hilchas Mezuzah was dark emotional Hilchas Mezuzah. And they couldn't believe it. Why did the Maasham half, he was like basically half, he was ghosting. He was like half in this world, half in the next world already. And by listening for a few minutes, he knew that there was a discussion of Hilchas Ola and Hilchas Mezuzah and dark emotional Hilchas Mezuzah. They couldn't believe it. They said, Maasham, can you just tell us, how did you know such a thing? They were blown away. How do you know that? So he asked him to take the Shulchan Aruch from the shelf. And they took out the Shulchan Aruch from the shelf, and he asked them to open up the last page. And they looked in the last page, the equivalent, literally by the very end, and they said there was loads and loads of tallies. And at the bottom of the page says, Hayoyim Siyamti, today I finished. Chazoras Shulchan Aruch Mea Pa'omim. You counted the tallies and you'd get just over 100. And he said, today I completed a hundredth time over going over whole Shulchan Aruch. Not just Urchaim, whole Shulchan Aruch. 100th time. And he said, so obviously what he meant to imply is that if you go over the Shulchan Aruch 100 times, you're You can remember Hadak Moshe and Chis Mezuzah, and incredible, almost incredible. So this was the Maharsham. He phenomenal Yedias in Torah. So anyway, so the Maharsham, the Bajan Rav. Okay, so going about the Shalav El Chizichut, going back to El Chizichut about the wind up there. So it comes along the Maharsham, and he says the following. You want to know the El Chizichut? I'll continue. It's a Mefurish Halacha that this is not considered Yichud. Again, a window up there is not Yichud. Man and woman in a closed room, in a locked room, you have a window up there, is not considered Yichud. And do you know where he brings his proof from? Where does he bring his proof from? From our Shulchan Aruch here. From our Shulchan Aruch here. He says, because why are we learning? We're learning that there is two Chatzeros. Again, what was the scenario? What did we just learn now? We learned that there's two Chatzeros. And we learned that there has to be an opening between them. And if there's an opening, you can make an oath. If there's no opening, you cannot make an oath. And what did we just learn? If there's a chaloin, lemala ma'asorot fachim, if there's a chaloin, if there's a window high up, what do we say? Shulchan Aruch teaches us? Motu, you can make an eruv. Says the Maharsham in Chovas Chelik Beis, he says, so you see from here, that it is considered, a window up there is considered a opening. It's considered opened. It's considered open, otherwise you can't make an eruv. So then if it's considered open and opened for Ilchas Eruv, where you need a Pesach Posuach, so similarly also in Ilchas Yichud, it's going to be considered opened. Pesach Posuach. And he says the reason is, because just like, why is it considered open over there? Why is it by us considered open? Because, he argues, why is it considered open, a window up there? Why is it considered by Eruv Chatzeros, it's considered open? Probably because in theory you could do what? You could take a bench, a chair, a ladder, and you could go up, and then you can go across. So he said, well, he also, somebody could potentially, you know, if you're really curious to see what goes on in somebody's, you know, you take his ladder, and you climb up, and you see, oh, well, who's in there? What are they doing? I don't know, it's interesting. The Maharsham does not, it's very interesting. It's not, he just like over here, we're not saying a top shin height. Yeah. So there also, I wonder if it's 20 amas high, if there's a little window, well, it has to be four tefachim, but the window, 20 amas high, really, penthouse. You mentioned penthouse. Yeah, there's nothing in the penthouse. You go up there, 20, I'm not sure, I don't know, but according to Maharsham, you'd argue that he would probably argue it's fine. Maharsham probably said it's fine. As long as you can see from that window right into, somebody could climb up? Yeah, somebody could climb up. Yeah, so perhaps there's a limit in the maximum height. Perhaps there's a maximum height. Yeah?
You're not at street level, so nobody's
going to
know, even with the window open.
I don't know what to tell you. My gut feeling also agrees with you. That probably there's probably a limit how. Yeah, probably. But what we are seeing here for sure, what is probably true to say is that, according to Maharsham, even though a general person who walks past, doesn't have right access to the window. Nevertheless, it's okay. So similarly also with Gatsi Yichud. I don't know. I looked up in the poskim a little bit today. And many poskim quote this Maharsham Aloch Lamaise that it is fine. They're not talking about penthouse. They're talking about just the window, which is perhaps a little bit less visible. But it's okay. But that is not to be compared to a closed curtain. Why not? Why is it different than a closed curtain? Imagine you've got a closed curtain. You close your, is that Yichud? They don't know. What do you mean? That dining room, you close the curtains. Is that mutter or not? That's also, why is that? Why is that not, why can you not compare? Not it's not visible. You cannot potentially open it at all. As opposed to the window further up, you could. So this is the Maharsham. It's a Goinish. I must say, the thought of it, just that comparison, that bringing that proof of things is awesome. Mamash awesome. How I thought of this proof over here with regards to Shalom Chizichut. I think that's quite incredible. Okay, so this is Sifayim de Maharsham, and okay, we'll learn Sifov tomorrow. Okay, good evening.